Distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
CBS News correspondent Robert Berger tells us about what appears to have been an unintended consequence of a U.S. aid cut to Palestinians.
The 2012 season of Palestinian Sesame Street has been canceled after a cut in U.S. funding. Producer Daoud Kutab says it's a blow to the show's message of peace.
These wonderful creatures teach things like friendship, tolerance, mutual respect.
Congress suspended funding for the program in protest over the Palestinian bid for statehood at the UN last year. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
As part of the state's anti-bullying efforts in public schools, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has designated January 25th as No Name Calling Day in the state. The governor's office says students will be urged to sign a pledge against name calling and are encouraged to wear black that day to symbolize their commitment to black out bullying. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Congratulations. The job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on the first Saturday of the new year, 2012. Time to talk about politics a little bit. I know this is your favorite subject, JP.
I love politics.
I know you do.
I love it.
So let's talk about the GOP debate, the caucus in Iowa, the first one, right?
That was it.
They were saying that Romney won, but now you say that's not true.
It is not true. Officially, with an official announcement of the results, had Romney ahead at
eight points or something.
Rick Santorum.
Right.
But one of the people in one of the precincts said, I took the totals from my caucus, mm-hmm. and I put him on my Facebook page, and then I checked later with the official tally, and the official tally had 20 more votes for Romney than what came out of our caucus. And they checked with the head of the caucus, and they checked with another official, and they all agreed with this guy who said that Romney's total in that caucus was only 2. The official total from that caucus was 22, so that's 20 that comes out of Romney's total.
Whoa.
And Rick Santorum actually won the
Iowa caucus.
Now, does that sound like some dirty stuff went on there?
Yeah,
that does
sound like some dirty stuff going on.
Why is it that we in this country cannot get our election vote tallies correct?
I know it. It's the big question.
It's absurd.
The big question of the century.
Everybody from that caucus is agreeing that Romney got 20 more votes than he should have.
Yeah.
So why don't they just fix it? Boom.
And how come I haven't seen that? I saw all over the place that Romney won by 8 votes.
Oh, it's all over the internet.
It is now. Yeah. I'm always late. Well, that's very interesting. Of course, tonight coming up, the New Hampshire debate. The caucus, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to have a debate.
One.
Well, I've got a couple of things. You know, Rick Santorum, he's a very interesting character. And, of course, a son of a psychologist and a nurse, second of three children in a Catholic family. Pennsylvania Republican, spent most of his childhood in Pittsburgh suburbs. As a freshman at Pennsylvania State University, he was bitten by politics. Thank you. He worked on a Senate campaign for John Hines, Republican also. He founded the campus chapter of College Republicans. He graduated in 1980. Young guy. He's a young guy. Like mm-hmm. that. He went to get an MBA and a law degree. He had seven children, him and his wife.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And here's some things you might not know about him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He always jokes about growing up in public housing because he spent his childhood in public housing. Both of his parents worked for the Veterans Administration, so he lived on campus of the Veterans Hospital.
Okay.
So he always jokes about that. He's a proud uncle. He's a proud uncle. He stands up to his colleagues. In the early 1990s, the Senate wanted to give itself a $23,200 annual raise, needed the House to approve it. And in the item titled Profiles in Cowardice, the Wall Street Journal reported that because no one in the House wanted to be on record as supporting such a measure, it was proposed that the question be addressed to voice vote. One member, however, demanded that the vote be recorded, and that was Rick Santorum.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 225 members present, only four seconded Santorum's motion. The cowards! Honest to God. He's spoken against community service for pay. Some people take this as a negative, but he had a debate with incumbent Senator Harris Wolford. He spoke with feelings of his national service program that would pay students, this is Senator Harris, for civic involvement. And he says no. He says that they should do it for no money, that no public service should be paid, because they're going to give 90% of the benefits of the GI Bill to people doing free service. He says that's what America's about. He's not universally beloved, that's for sure. Remember Teresa Hines, the widow of John Hines, for whom Santorum volunteered, the wife of Massachusetts Democrat Senator John Kerry, once described Santorum as short on public service and even shorter on accomplishments. Part of the worrisome breed, she said, of politicians who mock, belittle, and vilify those who disagree with them. Yeah.
Whereas she is an accomplished woman.
Oh, well, yes. Yes. She's very accomplished. And then Mitt Romney, of course.
She married a billionaire.
She's not dumb, is she? She's pretty smart. Mitt Romney, a Mormon, youngest child of George Romney, an automotive executive, three-term governor of Michigan himself, a Republican presidential candidate, secretary of housing and urban development during President Richard Nixon's first term. Now, we know Romney is a Mormon. He holds a law degree and an MBA from Harvard University. 2 decades, he worked with Bain & Company, which is a consulting firm out of Boston. And, of course, he became CEO there. His first political foray was ambitious, an unsuccessful attempt to unseat Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy. That was in 1994.
What was he thinking?
Even I remember that one, yeah. And then in 2002... he oversaw the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, and then he ran for governor of Massachusetts, and he won. He once spoke out against the Vietnam War. In 1970, he was 23 years old. He was interviewed in the Boston Globe about the Vietnam War, and he said, if it wasn't a political blunder to move into Vietnam, whose father was then serving in Nixon's cabinet at that time? He said, I don't know what is. How profound. His wife's parents once opposed their marriage. They didn't want their daughter to marry him.
Why is that?
Because they were getting married like 1 month before he turned 20, and she was young, too. And but it didn't work. They did. They gave birth to a new son, and on and on and on. Finally, in frustration, she delivered the ultimate knockout punch.
What's that?
Knock it off or you won't be seeing as much of your grandson as you'd like. That's what he told his mother,
family.
Sorry. Wow, that befuddles me. He once spoke out in favor of the big box stores. You know, his company actually invested in Staples office supplies. He told the New York Times that he saw the deep discount chain as a classic category killer, like Toys R Us, and yet he invested in it. He did not actively support California's Proposition 8 to eliminate the rights of same-sex couples. I like this. He didn't get involved in the fundraising efforts, although some of his current staff members in California were key players in that. And after meeting with the apostle of the Mormon Church, who was encouraging Mitt to get involved in getting Massachusetts to adopt this definition of marriage amendment, he said, nope, we're just not going to do that. I thought that was interesting. He stuck to his guns on that. He was once accused of trying to bribe a park ranger. When Romney was young, his young father, he led his family on an outing to a state park in Massachusetts. He got ready to launch his unlicensed boat, and a park ranger said it would cost him $50 if he did. So Romney offered the ranger the money. He was accused of trying to bribe the ranger, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct. Charges were eventually dropped.
I've never heard this story.
See what
cool.
I'm saying? Yeah, I know it. And they were, the charges were eventually dropped. That's from the Inside Look at the Man, author Ronald B. Scott. Interesting stuff, huh? Who else you want to know about? Somebody in it? Ron Paul? What do you want? A couple things on Ron Paul?
Yeah, give me something on Ron Paul.
Well, he's a pretty good baseball player.
Really?
Yeah, they say. He
at 76?
Yeah, he got two. Well, I think this was probably long ago.
Okay, gotcha.
A two-run homer over the left field wall of the Republicans in the 18th annual congressional baseball game. When was that? In 1820? But his team lost anyway. His team lost to the Democrats.
Does anybody else just think he's too old to be running for president?
He was a frat boy.
Well,
he was a student at Gettysburg College back during the Gettysburg Address. He was a member of Lambda Chi Alpha, one of a few national fraternities that take an early stand against cruel and dangerous hazing practices. He was a victim of a political scam. Did you know that? In 1996, the Republican National Committee pulled a dirty trick on Paul. Paul was running for Congress against fellow Republican Greg Laughlin, who eventually defeated in the runoff. During the campaign, an Austin marketing company called people and asked responders who favored Paul if they would still support him, knowing that he was in favor of legalizing drugs, pornography, and prostitution. That's what they said. The real truth, of course, said that Paul, he was going to repeal the federal law on drugs, pornography, and prostitution, leaving states to prohibit them. So they misrepresented him in that.
Yeah.
But they told him that he was going to legalize all the fun things.
Well,
okay.
I guess he really doesn't think there should be laws against drugs, and neither do I.
Well, I think the government needs to stay out of our business.
Stay out of our business.
I like that about Ron Paul. I mean, is there any middle here?
There's not one.
Is there anyone, one candidate?
I'm excited about? No.
Okay, who else? Who else you want to know about?
Don't want to know about Gingrich, so just
oh,
don't
even
do it.
Come on, Gingrich.
About Gary Johnson.
Hey, somebody that's in the running, okay? Someone who's a contender here. That leaves Bachman out. She gave hers up. She said no.
Yeah, she quit.
The people of Iowa have spoke.
I mean, she was born in Iowa, and she represents
Minnesota, which
is next door to Iowa, and she still couldn't get any votes in Iowa, so she knew she was...
Here's a couple things on Rick Perry. He helped build the annual Aggie bonfires. Did you know that? You know what that is? He was a college student at Texas A&M University.
So he was a cheerleader?
He was hardly.
Is that what you're saying? I think you are.
He was on the construction crew of the traditional bonfires, which they build each season before the rivalry football game with the University of Texas. A 40-foot tower of logs collapsed in 1999, killed 12 people. So they stopped sanctioning the yearly event.
They made him
but he
governor.
Got that going.
That doesn't make sense.
He got that going. Okay, another thing. He's pro-gun.
Hang on.
Anti-abortion. Hang on. Okay.
He built a bonfire that collapsed.
Well, they were building it for years. It was a get-together. They were all together. It was a big symbol of being together and doing things together. And then one year it collapsed and hurt 12 people. Killed. Didn't hurt them. Killed them. Okay. Finished them off. So they quit doing it. But he helped start that bonfire. So anyway, he's pro-gun, anti-abortion, opponent for same-sex marriage. He believes in cutting taxes, rolling back regulations, balancing the budget, and increasing domestic energy production. This sounds like a dating game. That's Rick Perry. Okay, anybody else?
Nope.
Who else do we have? No, we got Michelle.
Gingrich is the only one you haven't done.
John Huntsman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting the man is even in the race. He polls so low.
Well, that's because he rides a Harley Davidson. He loves tacos. He was a musical theater prodigy.
I think if you love tacos, you should be on a motorcycle.
Yes, you should.
In the fresh air.
Can you hear that? He was a musical theater prodigy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he was in Tiny Tim in church. He wrote songs. He worked in the Mikado in Salt Lake City. Did Summer Stock in 1974. But some things you might not know. He dropped out of high school. He didn't even graduate college.
That doesn't bother me. You would think that I'd say something critical about that, but it doesn't bother me.
He also, they once decorated the tree for the National Guard in all boots and helmets and flak jackets and all that.
A Christmas tree?
I don't know, who cares, but that was interesting.
He's Mormon too, right?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Governor Perry loves The Wizard of Oz. It's his favorite
movie.
Thank you
for telling me that.
He loves it. He says it just plays right into the political power, which is often an illusion, and a little man behind a curtain projecting an image.
So Rick Perry was a cheerleader who loves musicals.
Yeah, you got it. Great. And Michelle's totally out of the race. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Michelle. I only met Miss Gingrich, but we did him a couple weeks ago with some things that we didn't know about him. All right, let's take our break. We'll be right back with some Nevada news. And don't forget, Adele Trabell is going to join us as our guest. We'll be back with Broadview.
The Buzz. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
That's our theme song for our contenders. Do we see anybody that is really going to be a good president of the United States this year?
I'm just depressed about who's left.
They all say this and they mean that, then they change their mind. And I mean, two faces. I just don't understand it. But I do understand that nobody wants to step up to the plate because of all the airing of dirty laundry. The only thing we don't have anything on yet is anyone is Mitt Romney.
You just mentioned
about well, big deal.
About
so the Park Ranger, $50.
Scandal. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Is there anything that?
I guess trying to bribe a park ranger to get your boat in water is not that big of a scandal.
That's bad stuff.
I think most people would kind of identify with him for that.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, is he really as clean as he looks?
Could be.
Is he going to be our next president?
I just don't know if he sees the big problems with the United States from a realistic viewpoint. I think a lot of these people are just government hacks. And they always see government solutions to the problem.
Every now and then, I think Romney is the right guy because he does know business and he does know how to avoid taxes. He knows how to get out of them himself. He knows all the loopholes. And maybe somebody with that business mind can take the government out of all the other stuff that we don't need them in, running our lives.
Except
running our lives, every part of our lives.
I'm not sure.